Family of a Connecticut man says their dad is fighting a flesh-eating bacteria.
That's right. They say he recently had his leg amputated above the knee after multiple unsuccessful surgeries. NBC Connecticut's Caitlin Burchell spoke to the doctors about the chances of contracting this. She's live now in New Britain. Caitlin, what a story.
It really is. Yeah, Kevin and Carrie Lee, the family of the 68-year-old New Britain man, say their father was rushed to the hospital here in central Connecticut when he got sick, and they say he's been hospitalized since the end of June. The New Britain man's family says they believe he picked up the flesh-eating bacteria swimming at Hammonasset Beach with a cut leg from work. While flesh-eating bacteria cases are pretty rare, doctors we spoke to say they're rising.
I do know over the decades we have more people who are immunocompromised, have severe liver disease, so we probably have more people at risk for these types of infections.
Reports of deaths from flesh-eating diseases stunning many this summer. Public health experts believe group A strep is the most common cause of necrotizing fasciitis. And in more serious cases, it can be contracted when an open wound comes into contact with coastal seawater.
Particularly in warmer waters, the Gulf Coast, but in the summer it can extend up to New England. There are bacteria called Vibrios.
CDC tracks necrotizing fasciitis caused by group A strep. Since 2010, approximately 700 to 1,200 cases occur each year in the United States.
But it's relatively rare.
Of course, that's something we want to stress here. This is relatively rare, but what are the signs of flesh-eating bacteria, what you need to look for? We will have those details for you. I'll break down what you should look for coming up at 5 o'clock. In New Britain, Caitlin Burchell, NBC Connecticut News.